You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Dan, good morning. We appreciate you joining us again today.
Yep, good to be here. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. You guys certainly didn't panic after week one, and I imagine it felt really good to see your team respond that way in week two.
Yeah, it was, we got back on track, and guys prepared well. I mean, it was really good practices. They got better and better every day. Guys were locked in. But I knew we'd bounce back. I mean, that's the type of guys we have. So I was proud of the players, proud of the coaches, and now we just got to get better again. We got a good opponent coming up.
Yeah, it's a tough opponent, but let's talk a little bit more about that game, because there was a lot of questions going into the season about Mahogany and Ratledge, and game plan being what it was, or the series, or the situation being what it was at Lambeau at home. I'm curious your take on how those two guys performed against Chicago, and how did you see them grow from week one to week two?
Yeah, both of those guys played winning football. They were both much improved from game one, and that goes with the whole line as well. You know, they were all better, and for the team, for good gosh, I mean, we were. Every one of us got better from week one to week two. But Mahogany and Ratledge, you know, I thought really improved. And I would tell you it was, it was the fundamentals, man. It was, I thought we were all on point. It helps, you know, because everything's verbal. You can hear. But yet there's so much of this that's just about working through the kinks. But their fundamentals, their technique, their landmarks. They're running off the football, man. They're anchoring in pass pro. They're passing off twist. So it was good, man. It's a step in the right direction, you know. So that's what you're looking for, is just constant growth. And it doesn't all have to happen in 1 week, and I don't expect it to. None of us do. But just steady, constant growth.
You mentioned a lot of that communication can be verbal at home because offense is on the field, crowd's not cheering, they want to see what this offense could do. But in week one, you did mention that there were some communication issues. How do you make sure that that's not an issue going on the road to Baltimore?
Well, look, we just like we did Green Bay, we do what everybody does, right? We bring out 38 speakers and we park them about 10 feet behind us and then on the sides and way in the back. And so you can't hear. And so you force that environment anyway. But, you know, I'm going to be on high alert, on point. We're going to make sure that's going. But if there's any inkling of we targeted wrong, I didn't hear this, I didn't do, we'll just start the whole period over and do it until we get it right. Because that'll always kind of create some urgency there. And I don't expect that to happen, but we'll make sure that we're good, you know. And it's on us as coaches to make sure that this plant, we have enough ammo, but yet we don't overload our guys or put too much on their plate to where, you know, we're actually creating a problem as coaches.
I know we'll talk a lot about the Baltimore matchup, but just one other question on the Bears game. How big was that for John Morton, right? You take over the number one offense, week one doesn't look right. Just how big was it for him to have that performance from the offense?
Well, I mean, look, John's a perfectionist, you know? I mean, none of us were happy about what happened in Green Bay, you know, top to bottom, any coach. But he's a perfectionist, and I can tell you this, his motive, at the end of the day, the guy's got no ego. He just wants to put our players in a position to have a chance to produce, man, and have a chance to win and put our best players where they belong. And so when it doesn't go that way, he takes that stuff personal, man. He feels like he let those guys down. So yeah, it's big. It's big for the whole staff, and our guys responded.
How much does the offense become more of a threat, and in terms of Isaac Tesla being another weapon? I know he's only had two catches. They've been spectacular.
John, imagine when he starts using both hands.
But how much does that add to this offense, having him earn the trust of the players, the coaches, and the play caller to get more time?
Yeah, the more guys you have that you can lean on and have a skill set, one of the things we like about him is, you're seeing he's got an opportunity to make some plays. He's made some plays, but he'll also mix it up in the run game. He's a big guy. He's physical. He's not afraid to go in there. So, and he's pretty smart, Now, we don't want to put too much on him, but yet, man, we got to get him more involved, and we will. We're going to put him out there. But that only helps St. Brown. It helps JMO. It helps Gibbs. It helps LaPorta. That's it only helps. So at some point, there's going to be somebody that's going to draw one-on-one, and that person's got to win. So it's good to see him get better. We're going to use him a little bit more here. But we're still going to use everything we've got, too. I mean, Leaf's a part of this, and we get Vaki back this week. We like where we're at.
Talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell this morning ahead of the Baltimore game on Monday night. You say get better each week. What's the emphasis? Where do you need to get better this week?
Well, I think the most glaring thing that took place the other day, just when you really look in the totality of the team and what transpired was, man, we had a lot of missed opportunities off of takeaways. I mean, our defense, you get two takeaways and two fourth down stops, and we only come away with, 14 points off of that, or excuse me, 10. That's not good enough. And so that was my point to the team is, man, we cannot, and one of those was in plus territory. So we have to capitalize on those. We do. When the defense gives you that and fights and scratches and claws to get a takeaway, you've got to turn those into points. So that's where we can be a lot better, and we're going to have to be a lot better.
One of the challenges against Baltimore is that 1-2 punch in the backfield of Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry. How do you slow them down defensively?
Well, I tell you what, there's no easy task here. Those two players, let's not forget, they got skill now on the perimeter. They got some receivers. They got a tight end. This old line will come off the ball. But it does start with Lamar and that runner, man. And he's a load. What they do a lot of shifts. They do motions. There's a lot of read run out of it or the illusion. There's play pass, there's boots, look, our defense has got their hands full. And I think more than anything, the two things, what you see a lot of is even the teams that play them pretty well, man, they do well, 3 yard, 3 yard, 3 yard. All of a sudden there goes a 60 yarder. And so this team, if you don't stay disciplined for 60 minutes, you make one false move at some point in the game, it'll cost you because, when Henry gets going downhill and there's an open gap and you don't stop him before he hits the line of scrimmage or make him move his feet, he's dangerous. Man, we got to be disciplined, and we have to have population of the football. We're going to have all 11 scream into the football no matter where it is. I mean, that's what you have to do to contain this offense. And we got to find a way to get a takeaway.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Last time you guys played Baltimore was 2023. You guys were still ramping up. In what way are you guys better equipped to play them and face them this time?
Well, look, we're better on the perimeter. That's one. But I think also having faced that, it's one thing to say or see it on tape, but when you actually face it, which we have a significant amount of guys that are still here, that actually live through that, then you really know the task at hand. You know the environment. You know what they're made of. They're well coached. I got a lot of respect for Coach Harbaugh. And they're just every year, man, they're a tough team. They're competitive. They're rugged, and they're disciplined. So this will be a good challenge, and I'm looking forward to it. Our guys are going to be looking forward to it.
Any update on Marcus Davenport, and if he's unavailable, any concerns with any depth at the end position?
No, nothing new there. I mean, I'm probably not going to know till the end of the week. But as far as depth, we're good. We're in a pretty good place here. You know, we made some acquisitions. Brad did, you know, right out of camp. So we're pretty good depth wise here. But we'll know more at the end of the week.
How much of that is Al-Qaeden Muhammad, the game he just played? I know you were raving about him at the press conference earlier this week. Where are you at with his role in this defense?
Yeah, I mean, look, he's a significant role player for us, and there's a good chance he takes on, you know, more than he's been doing, but he's also earned that. He's really improved just in the run game, and then his pass rush, you know, he's able to squeeze the edge. Everything starts with power for him. And then he transitions off the rush. And you watch him break out of the stack and run balls down. Talk about population of the football. He's one of those guys, man. He is running to the football. So I thought he did a good job. And I like where he's at a lot, man. I really do.
He's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. Dan, appreciate you waking up with us.
Okay, have a good one.
It's 97.1.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.